Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is Marcia McMahon, your show host, coming to you live from the BBS studios in Central Illinois today. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. We have an absolutely wonderful guest with us today, Dr. Kathy Chapman, who has written a book titled Change Your Encodements, Your DNA, and Your Life. And the book is phenomenal, and it is channeled by Amma, the Great Divine Mother, through Kathy. And we're going to be talking with her shortly, but before we do, I'd like to play another song. We always start with songs and messages from the Masters. And, of course, those of you that were just tuning in probably heard Peaceful Planet by Bob Murray. And that song is inspired from the Heavenly Realms, from the great John Lennon, who wrote the song and decided that we should call our show The Peaceful Planet in honor of this theme that we have here that we're developing. So, If Donna's still with us, I'd like to play for our audience passing through Botswana to put us in a kind of a mood for this particular interview. And you were just listening to a great tune titled Passing Through Botswana. That is being channeled in from the great mediumship of Robert Murray, who is online at www.thestarsstillshine.com. And the song was inspired from George Harrison from The Other Side. Both George and John are creating music each and every week for this show, The Peaceful Planet, where they are trying to bring an awareness of peace to the planet. And the lyrics are just phenomenal. I'm working on the lyrics, and if there are any producers out there or any music people that are interested in taking this and running and going with it, we'd like to hear from you. Please send me an email at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. And before we launch into the interview with Kathy, I have a brief excerpt from one of my messages recently from Princess Diana. And it's an important message, and she's asking for a little bit of help here on the Internet. And I don't think I've mentioned this to my show audience before, but you are able to write to me at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com and subscribe to the weekly or biweekly message from Princess Diana. And I'd like to read an excerpt of it, because I thought it was important, and she's reaching out to you, the listener, in this particular message. And Diana is working on issues of world peace through me, and I have a book as well, with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. And most of you know that. My website is at dianaspeakstotheworld.com, so please, I encourage you to visit the website. And this is just a brief paragraph or two from Diana asking for your help in the message and to tune you into her vibration. For it is indeed I, Diana, who pen these words each week or two through my loving and well-intended channel. And we have a very wonderful spiritual friendship rooted in the same goals I had whilst living amongst you as Diana. I am ever the humanitarian and devoted lover of children everywhere and work night and day on this side of heaven to assist mankind in whatever way I can, just as I did in my campaign against landmines and in my work for Bosnia. Everywhere there is still a need or a war, I step in and lend a hand to assist people who still suffer. Take this letter on face value that this is Diana speaking, and speaking clearly through her preferred channel. To continue this work, my channel needs a network of loving and peaceful souls who will commit a few hours a week in exchange for saving thousands of lives from our misery in the world's worst situations. So if you would like to subscribe to the Diana message, you can reach me at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. If you would like an angel reading, we are taking calls for the angel readings, and I'd like to give you that number. And then we're going to launch into our wonderful interview with Kathy Chapman. Our number here, and you can certainly call to ask me for a message, or you may call to ask Kathy about her wonderful book, Change Your Encodements, Your DNA, and Your Life. And here's our number. Toll free, you may call 877-876-5227. Toll free Canada is 888-810-8322. And, of course, you're welcome to call and ask a question of me. I have tuned to my angels and guides this morning, and I feel a very powerful presence of the Masters with us in this wonderful interview. And if you would like to call in and ask me a question, be specific and give me your name. Also, you may ask a question about Kathy and her book. Kathy is also a channel, and I would like to read to you a bit of her bio here. She is a PhD, a licensed clinical social worker, and has been a psychotherapist since 1976. Over the years, she has integrated spirituality, psychotherapy, energy work, and hypnotherapy into a powerful process of brief therapy. Kathy works from a spiritual and energetic model rather than the traditional medical model. The spiritual model is based on Kathy's belief that people are perfect spiritual beings who come into their physical body for the purpose of spiritual growth and, believe it or not, fun. Each and every life can, if the individual allows, lead to spiritual and emotional growth. Common beliefs such as, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, only bad things happen to me, my value depends upon what I do, are spiritual issues that sabotage healthy relationships with God, ourselves, and others. Kathy journeys with individuals, helping them discover their truth. Now, Kathy is located on the web at odysseytowholeness.com, and that's www.odysseytowholeness.com. Is that correct, Kathy?
That's correct.
Hey, it's wonderful to have you on the Peaceful Planet, and I loved your book, Change Your Encodements, Your DNA, and Your Life, and the messages from Amma. What a wonderful book you've written, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much. And, well, of course, it actually, I was just the channel. Amma came through.
Well, I have to tell you, After I was reading and reviewing your book all week, just before I spoke with you today, I felt this rush of energy, and I'm feeling her presence with us. How about that?
I'm not surprised at all. She's just wonderful.
Yeah, because, you know, I was kind of needing a little energy boost this morning, and I've been doing a lot of reading and had some eye strain, a little headache. I used to suffer from migraines. I don't get them anymore, thank God. But just this wonderful, miraculous energy has been just saving me, so it must be her. Thank you for sending that on.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
Now, there's so much to discuss about the book. There's just a wealth of wonderful information. And before we launch into the questions, let's talk a little bit about where our listeners can pick up your book, and also a little bit about how this whole process of channeling came to be for you.
Which one do you want to know first?
Well, you know, either one that you feel inspired to answer first.
Well, the book, that's the easiest part. The book is, you can get it from the Sedona Journal's website. LightTechnologies.com.
LightTechnology.com.
And you can get it on Amazon.
Okay.
And if you would like to get the book from me, you can contact me at Kathy@OdysseyToWholeness.com. When you order it from me, you get some CDs of some of the channelings that Amma has done through me.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's
wow.
The advantage of getting it through me, even though Amazon is less expensive. You don't get those wonderful CDs that have some of the channelings on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I think that would be well worth it, and that's Kathy@OdysseyToWholeness.com,
and Kathy is with a C.
Kathy's with a C, and so that's the last name as well, so it's a C and a C.
That's correct.
Well, I have to ask you, how did Amma make her presence known to you? How did you first feel her contact? And how did you know, without a doubt, that this was, you know, a genuine thing and to go ahead with your channeling? I'm just curious how it all opened up for you.
Well, you know, the fascinating story that most of your readers probably don't know is I was a Catholic sister for 20 years. And
wow.
I was involved, and so it starts way back there, although I didn't know it. I was on retreat years and years ago before I even knew that there was such a thing as channeling. And I had a vision of the Divine Mother.
Hmm.
And it was this vision of this being, and I knew it was the Divine Mother, of the deepest, darkest, beautiful, loving eyes you could imagine, dancing around the world, touching everyone. And it was a very powerful experience for me. And even now when I talk about it, I can just see and sense her eyes of love. And it was about 20 years later, when I actually started having an energy come through me, that she revealed herself as Amma, the Divine Mother, and she told me that that was her introducing herself to me back then.
Hmm, how wonderful. So, you know, I think that the Catholic tradition, being a former Catholic myself, can be a very rich tradition to begin one's spiritual journey on, and you can make contact with many of the masters whom they call saints. And it can be a very positive experience, though not entirely. At least that's my experience with it. But I think it's very brave that you were involved in the convent and you were dedicated to a spiritual life and pursuit, and then you managed to have this contact and then reach out, and now you're doing kind of your own ministry, which is wonderful.
I'm very much doing my own ministry. Catholicism has a rich mystical tradition, and I laughingly tell people that the church hierarchy, they really appreciate mysticism, but they like their mystics either dead or in the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come out in a public sort of way, it causes a little problem.
Oh, definitely.
It does, doesn't it? But okay. I actually, I was involved in something called the Charismatic Renewal way back when, and
mm-hmm.
that's where you have the praying in tongues, and they call it the gift of prophecy and things. So I was used to energies coming through me, and if I was still in the Charismatic Renewal, they would call what I do being prophecy, a word from the Lord.
Yeah, I was involved in that briefly for a while, too, and I thought it was very uplifting. I thought it was pretty cool.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
My real advent into mysticism, which is what, of course, channeling and the spiritual path that we're doing is all about.
It definitely is, and there's really no contradiction on the higher levels. But I channel Mother Teresa as well, and I've never really, you know, gone back to the Catholic Church and said, hey, look at, I'm doing this work with Mother, you know, because, you know, it stirs up the pot for these people, especially with the priestly hierarchy. They're not very open for the most part. I don't know, you know, I'm not judging all priests or anything here, but it just doesn't seem to be the openness to the divine feminine of which both of us work, you know.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah. But I loved your book, and I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of background then on the Divine Mother Amma, and if this is just, if you could explain her being and where she kind of is in the spiritual hierarchy and who she relates to in terms of the masculine, the divine masculine, and give us a little background. That would really help, I think, our listeners understand a little better.
Okay. Those who have studied the Kabbalah would be able to relate to this pretty well. In the Kabbalah, there is Kether, and then just below Kether, there are the places of Hakma and Banah. And in Hakma is the masculine Abba, and in Banah is the feminine Amma. So when you take the sense of the full God energy, which of course is not truly dualistic, it's dualistic in our dualistic world that we live in, that when you take the full God energy and you move it, this is metaphorical, move it down a notch, you have the masculine and the feminine. And so when Amma came to me and I asked her who she was, she said, I am Amma, the divine mother of the divine mothers, and I am your mother. Which really blew me away.
It's the creative impulse then.
Yes. It's the feminine creative impulse. And she will often say, and you grew in my womb.
Wow.
And so she is the, if you look at it from the metaphor of our humanness and giving birth from the masculine and the feminine, so you have the seed and then you have the womb in which the seed grows into fruition of the full human, that's what Amma is the one that has that dark, intuitive, nurturing aspect of herself which and within which we all grow and in which all of us grow.
And I think it's interesting that we all embody both the masculine and the feminine, and that we have to be balanced between the two. But now, in this world, it seems as though there's many, many avenues through the traditional media as well, where the divine feminine is finally being opened up and shown to us in very stark ways, such as the Da Vinci Code and other things that are being unearthed from archaeology, etc. So people are, I think, the mass consciousness, maybe not those that are interested in the New Age or challenge, but the mass consciousness is opening up to the divine feminine, too. And it's been here all along, hasn't it?
It has been here all along. It has been hidden because of the strong patriarchal society and the fear of things that are not able to be seen. Because women, you think about what it is that they often do, like intuition. Everyone is born with intuition. Everyone is born with the ability to see auras. You look at, you know, the doctors will say that the infants can't see because they don't focus, but they're looking at the colors around everybody. And so that gets kind of stomped out of us, like don't make things up, quit imagining things. And yet it is all there, and that is part of that feminine aspect, a part of the waiting and the listening and the knowing.
Absolutely, and I have a lot of that as a gift, and always have, even before I began my channeling. I bet you did too.
Believe it or not, I didn't.
Really?
I got to know about I knew some things about intuition, but my father he still is a physician, but he's retired now.
Hmm.
And it was pretty much what you see and all of that, and so this pretty blew me away when all of this started happening with me.
Wow.
It's a radical change from moving from the left brain to the right brain.
I should say so then. And of course, you've been involved in therapy work, and I know a lot of the traditional models don't acknowledge other dimensions, and they think it's nuts if you do. So I commend you for having transcended the barriers in that profession as well as transcending the Catholic patriarchal system, boy, you're really a bit of an iconoclast there, Kathy.
Well, the blessing in being, I was in the convent at the time. Actually, I had my master's in psychology when I entered the convent. Mm-hmm. And the blessing about being in the convent and being able to practice psychotherapy. Hold on, I'm going to have to switch phones real quick.
Oh, sure.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, because I heard my phone was making noises, so this ought to be clearer.
Sounds fine.
Good. I could very easily incorporate prayer into my work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started doing things such as healing prayer, which is a form of actual meditation or what we call imaging meditation, that was really my introduction into things like hypnotherapy and discovering the power of what we call prayer, which is to me one of the first forms of energy work.
Well, that's very true. So there were natural channels of contact with the divine that led you into greater and greater achievement. But your work is very impressive. You've had all these articles published with the Sedona Journal, which is one of the most outstanding journals for channeling. It doesn't encompass everything that's being channeled these days, but it's a really nice magazine. And then they put together a book for you, right?
They did, and I've even had some non-channeling stuff published before that. On adoption and working with the 12 steps and the spirituality in that area. So I really enjoy the work that I'm doing now. It plumbs the depths to me of the spiritual world, and we are such spiritual beings. And you see, this comes into my psychotherapy, all the depression that is rampant in the world. And depression is a spiritual illness. And unfortunately, we're taking care of it with drugs, which means that it's inhibiting the spiritual growth of people.
Yeah, how would you approach depression if someone came to you for some counseling in lieu of drugs? How would you work with them spiritually?
There's several ways that I would do it. The first thing I would do is teach them how to focus on their heart and to live from their heart. I would teach them also to be aware of what it is they are thinking and show them different ways and how to change their thinking patterns. One of the things I tell people is don't quit trying to not think of something. Think of something else. If I tell you to not think of polar bears driving cars, what do you think of?
Mm-hmm.
So instead, think of a zebra on a lamppost. So I teach people things like that, and then I will introduce them to a prayer that was given to me, probably about 15 years ago, called Soul Healing, which is a very simple 5-step prayer process to bring people's parts of themselves back. I guess you could call it a very quick soul retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I work on, is the healing of people. I also do two different modalities called the Body Talk System and Psych-K, and both of those assist in changing belief systems and bringing the body into balance. And, of course, encodement work, which comes from AMA.
Right. Well, I loved your work with changing DNA, and I'm sure our listeners are just glued to the radio, hopefully, to the internet, hearing you talk about this. And I bet a lot of our listeners would like to know how to change their DNA and how one might go about such an awesome task. And while we're on the topic of listeners, I want to also give out the toll-free number once again. If you have a question for Kathy Chapman or myself, and you'd like to ask her, it's 877-876-5227. That's toll-free USA, and toll-free Canada is 888-810-8322. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. So basically, how do we change our DNA?
Well, the interesting part about it is that we have traditional science today that is showing how beliefs and our thoughts and our emotions affect our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we think and do actually affects our DNA, which is just amazing. There's a protein sheath around the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Many of your listeners may be familiar with Bruce Lipton, who has written a book, and his book, is the title of it is Out of My Mind Right Now, but that talks about this. Now, what we do with the encodement work is that encodements are the energy systems within us that's like a computer operating system. We decided before we came here what it is we wanted to do. So what attracts me to doing psychotherapy and other people to be a medical transcriptionist, for instance? So we work with a group of beings known as the encodement technicians who actually devise, like our computer operating system, so that we are attracted to what it is we wish to be attracted to before we incarnate it. It's fascinating.
Well, you know, I just had a guy on my show 2 weeks ago, and his whole thesis was that we meet with our guides before incarnation on every aspect of our life. And then if something doesn't come into being because of some other thing, then there's another session that's held with the guides in order to account for that. Oh, it's just phenomenal. And your work is saying the same thing, that we plan these things. So
we plan it, and that you and I were together before we incarnated and decided how we were going to interact, the possibilities that are there.
How multidimensional can you get?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It's mind-boggling, and I feel such a closeness to you and your work. Now, I understand a little bit about this DNA, and I know that there are many people out there on the Internet that offer DNA ascension cleansings and things like that, and I've never signed up for anything like that because I work directly with the masters, and it's, I assume they're working on my DNA, and I'm, you know, doing all I can to clear any negative issues, but still, I'm not a perfect person, and I'm thinking, gee, I think I might want to sign up with a session with you sometime. You sound just so phenomenal.
Well, what I do with people when they call me for a session is after tuning in, of course, to their energy and working with Alma with them, is that we go through the major things in their life. And encodements, which are these energy things that, you know, like I said, the computer operating system, they can be come over from other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
They can come over from other planets, galactically. They can be damaged, just like chakras and meridians can be damaged,
mm-hmm.
or they can be altered. Artificial ones can come in. That would be, some people call them thought forms,
mm-hmm.
but they can really kind of short out the whole system.
Wow.
And you can go directly, and I would love to do that with you here, you know, on this show today, is to show people how to contact their encodement technicians and how to ask them how to change things, because it's so simple. It's called ask and you shall receive.
Well, I'll be darned.
It is that simple.
It's just like the Master Jesus said, isn't it?
But it is. He came to show us who and what we could be and how simple it was if we use the discipline of being true to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that when people come for therapy, And I worked in the field just 1 year out of my life in a mental health field. And
you
I
couldn't handle it anymore, huh?
And I didn't want to do it anymore because I was in a situation where I was with a lot of really very ill people, a lot of schizophrenia, and it was frightening to me and also kind of out of control by them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like whatever the soul retrieval would have been or whatever, they would have needed 100 of you there to deal with it. You know, it was very challenging. But nonetheless, I know that a lot of issues become buried, things, you know, multi-layers to the brain. And so, you know, it's kind of a process of safely letting some of the stuff up at a time.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned schizophrenics, and
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I do in working, I worked with two adolescents that were playing with a Ouija board. And so they had some energies that were not of the highest vibration come in, and they were diagnosed schizophrenic. They were on antipsychotic medications that were not working. And we mm-hmm. did some spirit release to release those beings that had come in, and we sent the beings home, and the girls being able to be released, and they're back in school and doing fine now.
Praise
but sometimes
God,
schizophrenic,
know,
that's
I
what they
I think
need.
That's very, very on par, because, you know, I wondered if there were other entities coming through these schizophrenics because of the voices that they hear and so on, and, you know, people can inadvertently, you know, receive contact from these beings just by moving into a house that's got spirits in it or something. And you know, it's the strangest thing how people pick up these weird energies. And I know conventional wisdom does not acknowledge this as a form of healing, but, you know, praise God that you were able to release these entities and send them on their way. And, you know, they didn't have to take any more of these drugs or anything either, you know. But also, you know, if one of us was to go to some traditionalist, they'd probably say, oh, well, you're hearing voices, you know.
That's exactly
answers.
It.
And, you know, you have to be careful when you're working in the field, so to speak, and you're also channeling the masters, because they think it's a form of craziness. And,
that's called psychosis.
and it's not, you know.
That's right.
People who channel the masters and who are as clear as you are in your book and as clear as I am in my work are not ill people. We are tapping into the realms of infinite intelligence, which God is, infinite intelligence. That's
in which anybody could if they're willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that is another phenomenon, too. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people don't understand what it is that channeling is and what a gift it is for one's life to be overlighted by such a master as you're working with Amma, or such a master as Princess Diana or Mother Teresa. You know, we're in good hands, and there is nothing illusional about what we're doing. But, you know, I think the... For the person who's coming to you for help or who's reading your book, let's get back to the DNA and how we actually switched around. And if you can give me some, you know, illustrations of what Amma is talking about. I loved what you did with meditation and the pillar of light. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and how that works with the DNA.
Well, it's fascinating. Now, first of all, what Amma introduced to me that I had... I think I had read about it once, but she goes into it fully, is to remember that the heart chakra has a front and the back. She talks about when we enter our heart chakra, that's entering into this dimension. We can go into the physical in there. We can, of course, get much calmer and everything, and we can access spiritual energy. However, when you enter the heart chakra from the back, you enter into the realm of interdimensionality. When you're entering in that realm, you can change many, many things. And this is where you contact your encodement technicians.
Hmm.
Now, you mentioned the pillar of light. And there is so much, you know, you and I talked before, there's so much I could share with you. And we're limited in time, so I'm going to do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The pillar of light comes through, you have two pillars of light. Many people will talk about the pranic tube that comes through your crown, down your spine, and into the center of the earth, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then what this is the pillar of light of God. And the way she described it is that if you look at your Hebrew scriptures, when the Hebrews were roaming around in the desert, they had a pillar of fire.
Right. I was just connecting with that image.
Right. The pillar of light is the God energy.
Wow.
Now, depending upon where you are in your spiritual awareness, the pillar of light can be in front of you or it can be surrounding you. And all you have to do is be into your heart and ask to connect to the pillar of light, and I call it capital P, capital L, which is the pillar of light of God, and send a beam of energy, just image it, going from your heart to the pillar of light. And you can actually work with that energy and send congested energies in your body into the pillar of light, which will just dissolve. And any time you do this, it frees the energies from your cells, and it can bring your DNA back into balance.
How interesting, because I think very often when we're ill, we actually sense something about the physical that doesn't feel well. You know, we say we don't feel well, and there is physical energy associated with it that's in certain areas of the body that feel lousy, and you just wish you could just kind of get rid of it, you know. So there's a technique right there.
There's a very simple technique right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, this pillar of light, it's amazing when you were speaking, we must be very connected psychically, because I wouldn't normally even associate that idea with the Old Testament and the Hebrews roaming around as they were looking for the promised land, but I remember them talking about a pillar of fire or a pillar of light. as they were searching. And it's like, how interesting that these things relate to the Kabbalah or the mystical teachings of the Hebrews. That's also very phenomenal.
When you look at the mysticism that's involved in our various faith traditions, and I'm talking about the oldest faith traditions,
mm-hmm.
you find the seeds or the hints of the truth in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the organization took them and I say they twisted them or perverted them in a different way.
Yeah. And all religions are, you know, equally expressing distortion in some way, but equally they all express truth.
That's
in
right.
some way. And that you have to be very discerning when you start reading scripture or you start connecting with religious rituals because they can be very powerful too in terms of swaying you and pulling you in, you know. So you have to be very discerning about religion and look for the kernel of truth and then try to discard the rest of it, you know. And
that's correct.
That's not an easy task. I think that only a master can begin to understand that and release themselves from a lot of religious tradition and stuff without fear, because I think a lot of them bring fear in. Well, if you don't do it this way, then you're going to hell, and if you say this so many times, then you're going to heaven, and, you know, all
the
rules.
Well, see, I struggled with that. When I first became involved with energy work through a program called Healing Touch, I was in terror that I was doing what some people told me that it was the devil's work. And I asked God, I said, okay, first of all, God, I know you love me. I know you want nothing less for me than to be with you forever. Now, this is very different than my view of God now. Not that God doesn't want to be with me, but the aspect of it, we are all aspects of God, which was anathema in the Catholic Church, of course.
Kathy, something is happening here with your voice.
Is it?
Kathy, I'm sorry. The phone was sort of cutting out, and it. I don't know if it was yours.
Am I better now?
Just the system here, probably just the system. But you're fine now. But
okay,
I think
good.
The thing you said, it from the beginning of the sentence, if you wouldn't mind repeating that. I don't know if our listeners had that experience or not.
What I was talking about was having the deep fear that I was actually going off the path and going into the role of what at that time I would call the devil or evil. And I believe...
Yeah, and intuition has something to do with the devil. You know?
Correct. And so what I knew
so
was that God...
Afraid.
I'm sorry?
How did you work through this?
I knew that God loved me. And I knew that God wanted nothing less for me than to be with him or her. And I also knew that if I asked God to help me, that God would. So I asked God, I said, if this is wrong, do something to stop it. And instead, it was like going down a fast slide, a water slide, and just delving more deeply into this. And it's actually what led me out of the convent, because then my spiritual world expanded so much, the convent walls were too restrictive.
Absolutely. Well,
I mean, they would never let me do channeling in there, you could imagine.
Oh, no, I can imagine.
So I just...
That is commendable.
Great peace and great joy.
You know, I'm still getting this reverb.
Huh.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I sense your joy, and I share your joy. And I'm still hearing this reverb sort of on your voice here, and I don't think we probably have time to switch to the other line. Don said that we could switch over to the digital, but I'm not sure if there's time for that. We're... not quite a quarter till, but let me look through here because I found some passages that I thought were really, okay, that were really important in the book, and everything in the book is just so interesting. And chapter 21 says, believe that you are love incarnate and ease the effects of the earth changes. And by the way, this chapter also goes into who is Amma, and she explains who she is, and she says, many people have heard of Mother Mary, of Kuan Yin, of White Buffalo Calf Woman. Some of you have heard of Athena, who you thought was a myth. People think of them as divine mothers. Well, I am their divine mother. So, you know, it's really very well constructed, and you go into, in particular, the believe that you are love incarnate. So about the encodement and believing that we're love incarnate, if we're love incarnate, we can't have anything wrong with us. Is that one of the assumptions?
That's correct. We were made from God, and God is love. Therefore, we are love incarnate.
So we're already perfect. We're not trying to reach to perfection or atone for our sins. We're recognizing our innate perfection, which is a leap of faith.
And we're not even trying to learn anything. We are here to re-experience and to... It's like a treasure hunt. We came down here and we forgot everything about who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a treasure hunt, then it's kind of like if you want to play a computer game. And the hunt is for the treasure of who it is we truly are.
Wow.
And we are loving
all there is to it. And it's an unending adventure, isn't it? Is it not?
It is. I love it.
I could love it, too. And I love your work. It's just so phenomenal. And I want to encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of Change Your Encodements, Your DNA, and Your Life. And I want to talk to you about another message that I came across in the book that I thought was phenomenal. And I'm sure these messages date back maybe to a year or two ago. It says here, you didn't think you'd be here in 2005.
No.
I was really taken back with that message. You could elaborate a little bit on what she was meaning with that.
Well, what it is, remember the whole Y2K thing in
1999?
Yeah. Is that there was, and you saw, and you could see this in other channels, for instance, Kryon mentioned it also.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really when we were first came into this lifetime, those of us that are here now and born before 1985, the plan really was we were here for the Big Bang ending.
Hmm.
And yet, with the harmonic convergence, everything changed.
Didn't it,
on a soul level, we changed everything, and all of the spiritual work that all of us did leading up to the year 2000 changed everything. So what happened is all the people that are saying, but what am I supposed to be doing? I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. That's because most of your encodements ended at 2000 because you weren't going to be here anymore. And so now you have the opportunity to develop your own life and decide what it is that you want to do. That's exciting.
So phenomenal. That's so phenomenal because, you know, I didn't start working with Princess Di until 2001. My channeling began in 2001. Now, I did a little channeling here and there prior to that, and I could always contact my higher self in prayer and meditation. I would receive messages a lot in the 90s. But, you know, it all just didn't start to unfold until then. But... you know, it's fascinating, too, to think that so much of this was pre-programmed before our birth. So, you know, it does get a little mind-boggling because you think, okay, I scratched my head. Was I supposed to be doing this channeling, or was I not even supposed to be here? You know, you could take it to the nth degree, couldn't you?
And remember, it isn't really pre-programming. It was our pre-choice.
Uh-huh.
So we programmed ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a soul level, after all of that has been finished, then we got to decide to do these really exciting things. It's like we said to ourselves, okay, let's really go back to our infinite selves and see what it's like to be an infinite being in a human body. And let's see how that infinity plays out. And that's where we come to be able to be like the Master Jesus, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something to me this morning about something that Amma wanted me to know of with a special course about reincarnating the body that you're currently in. And
you know,
that really intrigues me. I'm really wanting to know more about that, and if you could elaborate on what you're planning with that.
It was a little more, it was about 18 months ago, Amma told me, which I didn't plan on teaching any of this stuff, you understand, but she had other ideas. She said, I'm going to teach through you a course called Reincarnating in the Same Body. And what it is about is completely changing your life without having to physically die. And she took, it was about a 3.5 month course, which I have transcriptions of, and I'm now moving it into a book.
Mm-hmm.
The predominant part of it is actually CDs and meditations, of where you do many meditations, like getting in touch with the Adam Kadmon, the perfect human self. And it goes through, when you think of the end of your physical life, you end this physical life and you go to a life review. After the life review, you go into a place of healing to heal you from everything that, in a sense, convinced you you were other than you were. And then you decide what your next life is going to be. And she follows that process in this reincarnating in the same body. And I'm now working on developing that into a book and a set of CDs that people can use for the meditations.
So, in other words, you could extend the amount of time that you spend in this body by kind of reinventing yourself or reincarnating.
Correct. Amitot said the only limitation she was placing right now, and she said right now, was that you could not change genders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in other words, you could do something about your cellular levels. And this gets into issues like aging and degenerative disease and things like that are normally accepted within our society. We expect ourselves, you know, to age. We expect ourselves to come up with degenerative diseases and so on. Not that I do personally, but, you know, I do notice that things have a way of creeping up on you as you get older. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, I would like to clear all of that out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So are age-related, forms of, like, for instance, osteoporosis or something like that, is something like that remedy it?
Yes.
Can remedy it through this method?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
There are many, many
things. All natural.
Yes, there are many, many things out here that can now remedy things that our allopathic medical science says is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example that doesn't have anything to do with encodements, but I'm a practitioner of the Body Talk system, and I was working with one woman who had severe periodontal disease, and we did some Body Talk on her, and she went back to see her dentist, and she said, I have to measure this again, her gum, receding gums. She said, because it is impossible to be able to regenerate this, yet hers had regenerated.
Wow.
So there are many things out there, not just from almond encodements, but that will do these same things. But the first thing we have to do is change our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to believe that it is possible.
So there's got to be a core belief then for every single form of illness. Am I correct on that?
You are correct on that. And one of the biggest core beliefs is that you have to do these steps to heal. You can't do it by just saying, I'm ready to be healed. And one of the biggest core beliefs is, that I'm not lovable.
Hmm. Very interesting. You must have an amazing practice there.
I have a lot of fun.
Now, you're also doing some open channeling.
I have been doing some open channeling. Amma just told me in the shower, she communicates in the shower. Also, she told me that she wants me to shift, and it wants me to go and do one-day workshops in different places, which would be channeled the entire day on different topics. And she says, and I'm not going to tell you much about it until you get there.
Oh, boy.
And it would just be a day of channeling. So if any of your listeners want to have her come over and do that, just have them give me a buzz on the internet,
you know,
and I'd be delighted.
I'd love to connect with you sometime that way. I don't get a chance to get out that much myself, but if there's something going in this area here, I'll let you know for sure, because I'd be very interested, and you'd be welcome to stay at my house and everything, you know. I just feel such a connection to you, and I think your work is wonderful, and we're going to have to close out the show fairly soon, and we're going to end with some music, but I thank you so much for coming in and sharing all of your wisdom here from the Divine Mother Amma, and I want to remind our listeners that the title of Kathy's book is Change Your Encodements, Your DNA, and Your Life, and if you're listening on BBS, you can go to the pop-up page, but it says press here to find out more about this show, and I've posted a JPEG of the book, and there's a link in there that links directly to Light Technology Publishing and the Sedona Journal. You can also email Kathy and pick up your book that way at Kathy@
OdysseyToWholeness.com. And Kathy is with a C.
And Kathy is with a C. And I want to encourage you to do that today because you will gain so much from reading this book. And I also want to invite our listeners to visit my website and see the beautiful messages from Princess Diana and other masters, and encourage you to sign up for our email list at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com, and my website is www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, where you can pick up a copy of my book, sign up for reading, and do any number of things. And it's been our pleasure to present this wonderful work by Dr. Kathy Chapman today. and to bring forth this great music. And we're going to close out with another tune that has been composed by Bob Murray as inspired from The Other Side. And we're going to play for you Something for Gossamer Wings to end our show. So we so appreciate you joining us on The Peaceful Planet, and join us again next week for another exciting show. Have a great week. Talk to you later.